Disrupt Land Forces. 3CR continues to amplify frontline voices live from the front lines of resistance. Listen back to our full coverage by visiting 3cr.org.au/DLF2024.
Disrupt Land Forces, that's coming up real soon, September 8th to the 13th. And we're going to
some of that will take place at Camp Sovereignty.
It sure will. So on the 8th, that's going to be the start of the whole kind of thing, you know, to gather everyone up there, you know, pay respects to country, and you know, hear about the first war, you know, the first war in this land, the frontier wars.
I want to hear about how many gun operations or arms factories are around the place in our midst. I know there's a couple in Richmond.
There is, in Melbourne alone, there's at least 13 or 14, maybe more, and also just engineering companies that are producing the parts to make those weapons. So
Raytheon, one of
them. Absolutely, Boeing, Thales, Elbit Systems. Yeah, they're all here.
BAE.
All the big bad eggs.
The Victoria Gardens shopping centre.
Exactly.
So they become the target if it goes to shit. They're going to target them places, aren't they?
Totally.
Just riding among, they hiding behind the people or something. Anyway, it's pretty disgusting. You're saying it's about 13, 14 that we know of.
Yeah, and there's NIA as well, and they're the ones that arm the police. So, you know, hopefully Uncle Ned will be coming down to, you know, confront NIA as well. So we've got all the biggest badasses in the country going to be at the convention centre
so
that
what,
week.
What is Melbourne, some sort of safe haven or something? I feel that it is.
There's something going on, that's
Melbourne,
for sure.
Out of sight, out of mind, far away, and they got the original people under control, and then,
And they're according to Channel 7, they're recruiting all the rural police services as well. They're expecting 25,000 of us, apparently. That's what they said on the news. Sounds good to me.
What if it's 100,000?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've reached out to a lot of different groups. There's a lot of different people from all, you know, different frontline communities that have experienced war that are going to be getting involved and talking and being part of this movement. And it's going to be a massive thing. Like, I think everyone's had enough, of the war machine. And all the government officials, all the generals, all the people that actually buy these weapons will be in town as well. So it's a really good time to, make a big noise and run amok.
Okay. Sounds great. So what do we expect on what's going to happen at Camp Sovereignty? Who we got coming from? Ooh. Our mob will start.
Yeah, well, we're going to have we've put a call out for there to be peace fires lit, across the country. So I know some of the West Papuan mob in West Papua will be lighting a peace fire and joining us by Zoom, as well as other crew, maybe Aunty Sue. And
what's that treaty with Indonesia, military one, just signed
today? Oh, the Lombok.
Today? Signed today or signed yesterday. Albanese and the incoming president there saying that they're going to be doing war activities there.
Australia's,
I thought they were already doing that.
They have been. Australia's been training Indonesian troops, for many, many years.
Long as I can remember, yeah.
Yeah, and we've been providing them, gifting them even, with military aid that's often been used for human rights violations in West Papua and in other Indonesian islands.
East Timor.
It's like Indonesia's incredibly bad track record of human rights violations, and we're the ones training them, we're the ones providing the weapons for them to do that. So, it's really, we're going to be highlighting that kind of stuff with these actions.
Yes, and then it all began here with the frontier wars that they seemingly are getting away with. No one understands anything about frontier wars in this country. If they have a look, there's probably more massacres here in Victoria than most places on the same, the area that size of that place. The massacres just in Victoria alone is just incredible, Tasmania and here.
And people don't even realise they're standing on, burial grounds, like a lot of the big institutions are built on these places. And I think when we're talking about war and we're talking about weapons companies, we're talking about all that, we've got to go back to the start, we've got to go back to how it started here in this country, and how we got to the place that we are now is because of what happened back then.
And we're talking about it's an illegal occupation, there's genocidal oppression going on.
Exactly.
So, How do these people get away with it?
Well, maybe this time they won't. We're coming to get them.
If anyone can stop them, it's just you. You're our weapon of mass destruction.
Well, I think we've got a deadly team. We've got a really good team of people from, you know, all over this world that are coming together to fight this one. And, you know, we're kicking it off at Camp Sovereignty, which is definitely the place to be.
Okay. So, well, make sure you keep coming in. We'll be talking a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
4 weeks or something. No, less.
Three weeks. 3 weeks.
So keep coming in. Whenever you want to come and into my shows, I do Monday and Wednesday. Friday's only 1 hour, and it's sort of like a music program. But you can come into any of those programs.
Thank you very much.
And just sending out the message and updating us how that's all going. So
yeah, well, we're putting out the word, and the 8th of September, Camp Sovereignty, to kick it off. And then from after that, we'll be down at the Convention Centre, holding a variety of different protests and targeting the different weapons companies.
I'm so proud of you. You're so deadly. I think the last time I seen you on television was at the Woomera. I was actually there.
Yeah.
At the program. Quite incredible.
It took them 20 years to tell it, but that's all right.
then there was the flotilla in West Papua.
Lots of mischief.
It's really, really inspiring, Izzy, and I say thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, you know, you've inspired me from – you're the one that schooled me from when I was young, you know. I've known you for a very long time, and all your words of wisdom have, like, sunk deep into my psyche and come out through different forms, whether it be music or activism or whatever. But it's like you and Uncle Kev and other people that I've known for such a long time that have, really schooled me on, you know, what sovereignty means, you know, what frontier wars is, what, you know, what that no jurisdiction is, like all those things that I was lucky to learn at a young age from, you know, people like you and up at the Tent Embassy and stuff. Yeah, they're the things that have kept me going and inspired me to do what we do.
Thank you. I'm glad to be contributing some way. I believe in what you do, and let's take them on. Enough is enough. And I just can't stand the thought of these people getting away with what they are getting away with. It can only get worse. We don't do nothing. So
exactly.
Really appreciate what you do. Do you know what's going on at Camp Sovereignty on the 8th of September, Lynn?
I do now. What is it?
It's a Frontier Wars peace fire, but it's the event that's going to kick off Disrupt Land Forces. So we're going to start with a whole truth-telling, like, peace fire there. Other mob from West Papua to WA to here going to light their fires as well and come Zoom in with us, Zoom. And, it's going to be a bit of an open mic for people to tell, you know, their stories of the frontier wars and their frontline experience of war and that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's the place we really want to start, is, like, acknowledging that stuff before we move on to disrupting land forces.
And so how long does that conference go for, the land forces?
It goes till the Friday. So I think they're bumping it on Monday, and then Tuesday it starts. And so there'll be actions going the whole week around the convention centre.
Okay.
What is it called, land forces?
It sure is.
Pretty blatant, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not hiding nothing. They've already, like, you know, got their tanks on display and all this kind of stuff. So
you're saying there's 25,000 more extra troops coming in here?
Because they used to call Arms Fest
like ADEX
weird names. It sounded like a religious convention or something.
Yeah, no, this time they're not holding back. They've got ads up. They've got a website showing off all their wares. You know, there's like all the big companies.
But it's not really there. Just about land. It's also about air and sea.
And orcas. Drones. They'll have all the killer drones. They'll have all the, you know, they've got some crazy technology now, like robot fighting machines, like scary stuff, scary stuff.
Because they don't have to waste troops anymore coming into your home. They can just send the bots in.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to be.
The bots never feel any mercy. They don't even get it. They feel nothing. Although they always have operators, don't they?
Yeah, but I guess they're so removed, aren't they, sitting behind their screens. It's like playing a video game.
Point gap somewhere, they'd be sitting.
I remember in, I think it was during the, was it the Iraq War or something like that, the the US military were busted going into, you know, poor neighbourhoods, poor Hispanic and black neighbourhoods, and recruiting the young kids that were best at playing video games. And
couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
And that's been going on for a long time.
It has.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
But they, you know, the best ones who had the best scores on these machines sort of got recruited by
totally.
These people.
Yeah, and then brainwashed to do the killing for them.
And giving them some money they never had. And, yeah. They were quick with their hands and, you know, how to shoot things down. Like, all those machines were about war games as well, anyway.
Totally, yeah. But we've been programmed.
Totally programmed.
Programmed from
very
birth.
Very dangerous. So, like, it's, anyway, we're here now.
Yeah.
When he got the spirit of the land on our side, including Bundle, the Eagle, he takes out a few drones, but, you know, we need 10 million Eagles.
Yes, exactly. Eagle versus drone. We know who's going to win that fight.
deadly. Yes, I hope it all works out well.
Yeah.
I hope this is, I don't know if we can stop this beast.
We can give it a goddamn good crack and we can have fun doing it.
They can fall over, just take one screw out of wheel and it can all fall over. It's simple as that. Or
you just never know what it is that's going to break them, but something will.
Yeah, so probably something very simple could, you know, tip it over. So we need those guys on our, some of them guys on our side. We've got some smart people on our side, I'm sure, who know how to use this technology.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like just through the kind of putting together of stuff for land forces, we've got an incredible team of people, multi-skilled, with incredible life experience as well in you know, dealing with war head on. So I think, you know, we're definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Watch out, land forces. we're coming.
8th of September at Camp Sovereignty, folks. That's it. And a few people are going to come down as well. So let's hope we can raise some money and get them down here. So make a bit of a go of this.
That's right. And you can donate to the Chuffed campaign for Disrupt Land Forces. That's on Chuffed. Chuffed is like the donation site. And if you just type in Disrupt Land Forces, it will come up. Okay. Yeah, please donate. And that way we can get some elders and other crew down from around the country to fight this fight.
Any amount's good.
Exactly.
Thanks, Iz. And don't forget that any time in the lead up to this, come in, or any time in the future, come in and share your knowledge and experience with us.
Yeah, really. Well, there'll be lots to discuss, and we've got lots of different events.
It's pretty full on. It's just so full on. It probably scares people a bit, but
we've got to talk about it.
We've got to talk about it. I just can't imagine a future, what they're thinking of. Yeah. It's ugly. And, you know,
it's very Terminator
suffering, and they're spending all this money on this rubbish.
Anyway. Yeah, we can do better. We can make our own, you know, the future the way we want it to be by living it and doing it. And, you know, I always thought, you know, a big street party, you know, something like that. I'd just kick it over. But yeah, I think if we use our creativity, our music, our art, our energy in a way that, you know, educates the masses and brings people together, then, you know, what are they going to do about it? Let's see.
Nasty crew there, yeah. All right. Anything else you might want to add?
I think that's good. Just follow Disrupt Land Forces.
I'm going to play your ad in a minute.
Yeah, we'll follow Disrupt Land Forces on Instagram and Facebook and all the things, and make sure you get down to the fire at Camp Sovereignty on the 8th.
Keep the fire burning, folks.
You've been listening to part of 3CR's wider coverage of Disrupt Land Forces 2024, produced by dedicated volunteer programmers at our independent community radio station. You can listen back to more of 3CR's coverage of Disrupt Land Forces 2024 at 3cr.org.au/DLF2024.